Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host Avik, and today we are joined by Colin Sandberg. So welcome to the show, Colin.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Lovely, lovely. So Colin, like before we start our conversation, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Colin is a seasoned entrepreneur and founder of Finn Elevate. So his journey from navigating his family business financial challenges to founding a strategic finance firm has equipped him with invaluable insights into the entrepreneurship and financial management. So join us as Colin shares his expertise in unlocking the true potential of your business's financial data and achieving the sustainable growth. So welcome to the show again, Colin.
Thank you.
Lovely. So, Colin, to start with, I mean, if you can share a bit more about your journey, like from navigating the financial challenges in your family business to founding the Finn Elevate, if you can share.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I started out in a family business, not because it was my intent to continue working in a family business, but I realized when I was about 21 years old that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I looked around and realized that the person closest to me happened to be a family member who had an entrepreneurial business. Yeah. And I went there not intending to work there long term, but really just to be there for maybe 6 months or a year, learn about how small business operates, and then go out on my own and do my own thing. And 22 years later, I still own that first business.
Wow.
But it was really never intended to be that. It was just intended to be an opportunity to see kind of behind the curtain. Once I saw behind the curtain, the business was a mess. It had a lot of different challenges with it.
Oh,
financial challenges predominantly. Mm-hmm. And so that's what drug me into the financial side of business and got me really focused on, you know, how to turn that business around and what a business should be doing from a financial standpoint.
Yeah. Understood. So here, like, also wanted to understand, like, what inspired you to shift your focus from simply categorizing the expenses to helping the business owners use their numbers to make money?
Yeah. So as a, you know, I later, after I turned around the first business, ended up investing in multiple other businesses and always had a financial view on business and realized that between the businesses I owned and all of my friends who had businesses, no one enjoyed working on the financial part of their business. And it was in part because a lot of people don't like numbers. But it was also because the people that they would interact with, whether they were bankers or CPAs or whomever, they never made the financial side of business interesting and they never made it approachable.
Yeah.
And so when I was doing this for my own businesses and then ultimately wanting to do this as a service, one of the very first things I thought about was like, well, I'm going to do this helping other people like an entrepreneur, not helping people like a CPA would or like a banker would or whatever they think of when they think of like a fractional CFO. Yeah. I wanted to really just give them like, here's the information you need. Here it is in a format that it's easy for you to understand and we can get your team excited about. Yeah. And then here's what you do to make, you know, better results for your company.
Yeah. Got it. So in your experience, what are some of the common financial challenges that entrepreneurs face, especially when it comes to the mindset and the limiting beliefs?
Well, I would say one of the biggest ones is that, you know, entrepreneurs have a very simplistic view of their finances when they first start. They focus just on, do we have money in the bank? And that means we're doing okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, even as they grow as a business, they get more sophisticated in terms of their product and the way they sell and the team that they hire. They get better in all those areas. And a lot of times their skeletons in their closet is that they've never improved on the financial side of their business. And so they don't have any better or more sophisticated ways of approaching that part of their business, even though maybe they've gone and become, you know, doing millions of dollars in annual, you know, revenue or turnover. They're still acting like a small one person business on the finance side.
Understood. So, I mean, how do you approach the demystifying small businesses' finances and also at the time supporting the fellow entrepreneurs in achieving their dreams through the FinElevate?
Well, the very first thing is I always tell people that you need to understand how your business makes money and on the back of a napkin. What I mean by that is you should be able to be sitting there. Let's say you go to a conference and you're just chatting with a total stranger and they ask you about your industry and your business and how do you make money. You should be able to flip over a napkin and write out in, you know, five lines, this is how we make money. And the way we do that is we take obviously revenue, their income at the very top. And then we start subtracting out what are the things that you're realistically going to spend money on. And two of them, from my experience, are very variable, meaning they change with revenue. They go up with revenue and down with revenue. And those two things are, you know, your cost of your product or service. So if you have outsourced vendors or materials. And then the other one is sales and marketing. And so those two things trend with revenue up and with revenue down typically. And then a couple of things that are very fixed, which is your labor and your other overhead. And so if I know those five elements of your business and I can show them in a percentage format, so 18% of all revenue is going to sales and marketing. I know that. Once I have that broken down in percentage format, then it's incredibly easy for me to answer a bunch of questions like, what is our break-even point? Or what if our revenue goes up by 30% this month? Or what if it goes down by 20% next year? I can then, with those answers in hand, I can, or with those components of the simple profit formula, I can answer a bunch of different questions that help me really understand what it's going to take for me to make more money.
That's really, really great one. Yeah. So, I mean, what led you to start the mastermind groups and offer the advice and the support to the other entrepreneurs?
You know, I was really fortunate. So 20 years ago or so, I was introduced to my first mastermind group. And 20 years ago, mastermind groups and just a lot of the things we take for granted now in entrepreneurship and the way entrepreneurs, the mindset that they have and the way they look at things didn't exist 20 years ago. And one of those was that, you know, mastermind groups. And so when I was introduced to the concept, it really, you know, blew my mind being surrounded by a group of other entrepreneurs who didn't want anything from me other than to see me succeed and for me to be honest and candid about what I was struggling with and or what I was doing that was working. And they would share the same way and we would all kind of help build each other up. And that was really, really life-changing for me at that point in my career. And so I have just been, I've kind of been someone to continually seed new mastermind groups everywhere I go. I've got one that's almost 16 years that since we founded it, and several others that I've made along the way. But it's around this same concept that if we're just in it to help each other, then a collection of people who all have similar goals and want to go to similar places, it doesn't matter where you are in that journey. I can learn from you, whether I'm helping you or you're helping me, whether I'm the mentor or you're the mentor, no matter where we are in that journey, we can all learn a tremendous amount working together.
Got it. So I mean, if you can also share some of the key lessons or maybe the insights that you have gained from your experiences in running multiple businesses and real estate ventures.
Yeah. You know, the very first thing is you need to surround yourself with the best people. So one of the things that I've come to learn, and I feel like the second part of any entrepreneur's journey begins when they recognize that they're not good at everything and they can be honest with everybody that they don't enjoy doing everything. And once you're able to make those two realizations and share that openly, the whole world opens up to you. And so what it becomes is now it's a race for me to spend as much of my time as humanly possible focused with my energy on things that I can add unique value to, and surrounding myself with really talented people who love the parts of business that I don't want to do or that I'm not very good at.
I understood. So, like, how do you believe, I mean, the mindset influences the financial success? And at the same time, like, what are the strategies, like, do you recommend for overcoming the limiting beliefs in this context?
Yeah. Well, I think the first mindset shift that every entrepreneur needs to make around their money and the finances of the business is that they can get away with hiding from it. You know, there's a lot of businesses, like I said, that are not growing and evolving from the financial standpoint, like they are with their product and with their sales and their team. And so first mindset shift is recognizing that it's not going to go away. It's just going to get worse. You need to accept that being a professional and being a great entrepreneur involves being knowledgeable about your money and handling it professionally. And then, as we discussed, you know, putting the right people around you, that doesn't mean that you can't hire someone to be to take the lead on your finances, but you can't manage someone doing something you don't even remotely understand. Exactly. So that's a huge part of it. Some of the other mindset shifts that I see a lot of small businesses run into are, you know, let's say that the owner is very involved and they're running the financial part of the business, but they don't know how to share information. So they're just holding all of the information in. They're not sharing anything with their team. And then they wonder why their team isn't helping them get where they want to go. And so it's more about you understanding that I've got to have a talented, competent team around me, but I also have to give them enough raw material to work with that they can actually help make our company more successful. And sometimes that raw information or raw material is just, what are our goals for this year? You know, what did the financial performance last month look like? I mean, sometimes it's just a realistic understanding of what's actually happening in the business. And a lot of entrepreneurs just get stuck in this idea that because money feels personal to them, it has to be only understood by them or seen by them.
Exactly. I agree on this totally. So, I mean, also, according to you, what role does the self-awareness play in recognizing and challenging our own limiting beliefs, like especially when it comes to finances and business growth?
What role? I'm sorry, can you repeat the first part of it?
Yeah. So what kind of role it plays for the self-awareness in recognizing and challenging our own limiting beliefs?
Yeah, I think you said, you know, the longer I go into this entrepreneurial journey and the more people I meet and the more time I spend really pondering it, it all comes back to self-awareness. And it all comes back to the confidence to say the things that you're good at and the things you're not, right? I think a lot of people, the reason that they're kind of hiding from their lack of awareness with their money is because they don't want to admit to in front of their team that they don't know what they're doing. And they're kind of scared. They're insecure about, what are people going to think of me if they know this? And the reality is the people around you know what you're good at and what you're not good at. And so when you have enough self-awareness to just kind of own your flaws and say, this is who I am, and hopefully you still think I'm good enough. I've never one time witnessed someone admit their flaws and other people pick on them for those flaws. Never one time in my life. In fact, the opposite is true. The minute you admit your flaws, everybody around you says, "Hey, it's okay. You know, I'm terrible at this, or I don't really like that." But yeah. Man, we need you on this part. You're amazing over here. And so it's amazing by like relaxing and admitting and having that self-awareness. Right. You really, it creates all breakthroughs. All breakthroughs from my experience are really about a breakthrough in self-awareness and kind of letting go of some of the head trash that we all deal with every day.
Lovely. So before we wrap up, like, I mean, if you could also share some of the practical tips or strategies for the entrepreneurs to shift their mindset towards a more positive and empowering one when it comes to finances and the business management.
Yeah. Well, one of the first ones is you need to be a lifelong learner. If you're an entrepreneur, is someone who, you know, we get focused on the business or somebody who's trying to make a lot of money, or we even think about the risk piece and get really focused on, you know, oh, they're willing to take on these big risks. And at their heart, an entrepreneur is a learner. And what we were talking about a minute ago is learning about yourself, but it also comes to learning your craft. In other words, learning the areas of the business that maybe aren't the most exciting to you, or getting even deeper in the areas you are excited about. And so that's one of the first ones, is that if I meet somebody who says, I want to be an entrepreneur, but they're not willing to read books, they're not searching the internet with a very strong intent for specific information they need to learn. If they're just taking in media that tells them about some lifestyle of an entrepreneur, but they're not actually putting in the work to learn to get better, then that to me is a huge red flag that they're not ever going to really achieve what they think they're on this path for.
Yeah, right. That's really lovely, I would say. So that's really great, Colin. So because we definitely want to discuss about this topic and time is a constraint, but here the insightful episode of Healthy Mind and Healthy Life, where we discussed about mastering your mindset and strategies for overcoming the limiting beliefs. So definitely for this, we want to extend our heartfelt gratitude to our guest Colin for sharing his expertise and invaluable insights into the intersection of mindset and the financial success. So, dear listeners, I'd love to mention that Colin's journey from navigating financial challenges in his family business to founding the Fit Elevate exemplifies the transformative power of mastering one's mindset. Yes. So his dedication to helping entrepreneurs use their numbers to make money underscores the importance of shifting our perspective and overcoming the limiting beliefs to achieve that true financial freedom. So we hope that you have found inspiration and the practical strategies to apply to your own journey towards financial empowerment. And always remember that by challenging our limiting beliefs and cultivating a positive mindset, we can definitely unlock the new opportunities for the growth and success in both business and life. So before we wrap up, like, I'd love to ask Colin, like, if someone wants to connect with you and wants to discuss more about the financial thing, how they can connect?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you'll have some in the show notes, but my LinkedIn information is just, you know, Colin Sandberg, and I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. I would love for you, if you hear the show, you want to reach out, whether you think it might make sense for us to work together with FinElevate or not. I just love connecting with other entrepreneurs, other people in business, and other learners, you know, who are really on this journey and working on themselves and working on their growth. And so that's a great way. And if you want to learn more about FinElevate, you can just go to finelevate.com, FinElevate.com. And learn about what we're doing over there. Again, we're a fractional CFO service for entrepreneurs, and we're helping a lot of companies get the data and the transparency around their numbers and engage the team and really ultimately build more freedom for the business owner.
Lovely. That's really lovely. So, dear listeners, what I'll do, I'll add all these details into the show notes so that it will be much easier for you to reach out to Colin. And also, dear listeners, please keep an eye on LinkedIn post. So this podcast, and there will be a blog post about this podcast. You can find it on LinkedIn on my page. So I'll put all the links over there. So stay tuned. And for more empowering conversations on Healthy Mind and Healthy Life, where we explore the strategies to help you overcome the obstacles, unleash your potential, and create the life that you desire. So until next time, stay mindful, stay empowered, and keep mastering your mindset. So thank you so much.